Christine, you've devoted some time in Heaven Talks to Children about children and their afterlife contacts and messages.
Right.
Did something happen? Did you witness something in order to write this?
Well, I am not a psychic or a medium, but picture this.
Okay.
You're lying in bed and your in-laws visit you one night. And then you realize they've been dead for a number of years. What are they doing here? So this life-altering event, which happened to me in 1998, got me on a spiritual path that I never expected to be on because I really wasn't interested in after-death communications. But this got me on this path, and I started to notice that those who received afterlife signs were doing so much better than people who weren't getting the signs and were desperate to get one. So I, that's when I formed my prayer wave for after death communication group. So we would pray for people to get those signs, I really believed in the power of group prayer to God, and that was really paying off. People were getting signs from the prayers, and it led me to write a book about the 20 common signs that people get. And while I was collecting the stories, I started to notice that children were like little mediums. They were different than adults. Like adults would get more subtle signs, like coins being left for them or music or hearing.
Perfume.
The
smell of perfume or their loved ones.
Yes, exactly. But children were actually seeing and hearing and talking to the spirits, whereas adults did not have that capability usually. But it was a very common phenomenon for the stories that were coming through. So it was so fascinating to me because in many cases, the children did not even know that relative because the relative had died before the child was born. So there was no way for them to know the name because the name was never even brought up in the family, for instance. Or even if the child knew the person who had passed, they may be too young to understand what dying means or passing on means, and they would still insist that they were in the room, and why aren't you talking to them? Or why aren't you letting them in the door? And they would get really upset that the parent was not paying attention to that grandmother, for instance. So when we start to realize that there is such the child's world, the natural world and the supernatural world blends together, we can really take a lot of comfort from the fact of knowing that there is an afterlife and that our loved ones still come and visit us.
You have a quote on the back of your book cover here, which is chilling in a good way. I'm going to read it. Grandma, sometimes Papa isn't in heaven. Sometimes he's here.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Can you imagine if you weren't into this and your child says that to you? Whoa.
I've heard stories where little children who never met their grandparents who have passed on describe to their mother or father, hey, I just saw Papa, you know, because they'd hear them talk about him once in a while. You know, I just saw him and they would describe what he looks like, and they perhaps never even had seen a picture of him.
Right, exactly. I have stories like that in my book. It's truly amazing. And some of the children talk about, they'll point to a picture of a grandparent, for instance, and they'll say, oh, I know, I met him. We used to play together before I was born. And there was a period of time where that grandfather, for instance, had passed over and the child was not born yet. And so the child could describe what the grandparent was wearing, and the child would describe the favorite shirt or color that the grandparent was known for wearing, but yet the child had not seen any photographs of that grandparent wearing that particular a shirt or dress or whatever, so which is a very validating experience, too, to realize that they were both in heaven at the same time. And the child would talk about, well, I was waiting to be born.